Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
A happy Monday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. We got a great show for you guys today. There are a lot of bets that I really love, not only in Monday Night Football tonight, but looking ahead to some of the games we got on the upcoming college and NFL slate. We'll dive into that. We'll also look at the futures market in the national championship market for college football, obviously with Bama defeating Georgia. We got a big shakeup there. The Tide now the favorites with Ohio State to win the title, so we will talk about that. Kate Constable is going to join us later on the show for Model Making Money, and then we'll give out our favorite plays for the day. As always, any questions, comments, best bets, thoughts that you guys have for us, let us know. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/OdysseySports. Let me know what you like tonight for Monday Night Football, any games that you like upcoming in the NFL, college football. Of course, we got playoff baseball starting tomorrow. We got the Braves and the Mets currently starting here in about 10 minutes. A huge doubleheader today. Anything you guys got on your mind, let us know. And if you miss any part of the show, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Glasses in session, and joining us now on the Glasser guest line is Henry Ettinger. Joins us Mondays here on Send It In. You can give him a follow on X at @Hedging_Henry. Does great content. Give him a follow on X, on TikTok, on Instagram as well. And Henry, another week where we got two Monday Night Football games. I know a lot of people are excited about the Seahawks-Lions game. We'll get into that one in a moment. But for this Titans and Dolphins game, obviously a game with a bunch of injuries. Tyler Huntley's making his first start for Miami. Any angles that you found in this game, whether it be side totals or props?
Yeah, PJ, I sent out a total of a few days ago that I'm definitely going to bet, which is the under here. Not shocking, right? But Tyler Huntley in a complicated Miami offensive system that's all about timing, it's got to be tough to pick that up in 14 days. On the flip side, we've seen the issues with Will Levis in the passing game in Tennessee. I do think both these teams will have on the ground, though. And so if you're looking at the prop markets, we don't quite have the injury information on Raheem Mostert, I think, fully yet. But the Titans have struggled. Especially for us, we certainly know Devon Achane is capable of hitting some explosives. And then on the flip side, Tony Pollard and Tajay Spears, the split there has been a little bit challenging, but David Long, a key Miami linebacker, is out in this game. The Miami team has struggled to stop the run, so I think this is going to be a lot of running the football, a very slow game, and ultimately one that I really like the under. No official props yet, given the lack of injury news, but that's where I'm looking.
Yeah, low total there of 37 between the Dolphins and the Titans. Over to the other game, Henry. Undefeated Seattle's on the road tonight, taking on Detroit. Right now, the Lions are 4-point favorites at BetMGM, a total of 47. Anything that you like in this game?
And this is where I'd be looking to the overs market with the Seattle wide receiving core. I think specifically Jackson Smith and Jigba is in line for a big game here. The Lions have really struggled to defend the slot this season. I mean, you look back in week one, what Cooper Kupp did to them. In week two, what Chris Godwin did to them. Even last week, the Cardinals receivers, Mike Wilson and company, had success out of the slot. Smith and Jigba is the slot guy for the Seahawks. So definitely like his over there. In general, I like the game over. It's not something I bet just because it's gotten a little high for me in a primetime spot. But I think these teams are going to have success once again. Bunch of injuries on both sides with defensive players, maybe not necessarily your household names, but both these defenses are pretty banged up, which I think is going to make it difficult for them.
All right, very good. Henry, looking ahead to week five in the NFL, we were talking a little bit before the show started. I really like the card. I really like the way the board sets up for this upcoming week. I think there are a lot of really good spots for some of these teams. Even though it's early on in the week, anything that jumped out to you as you're starting to look ahead to week five?
Several, PJ. I think number one, you got to start with the Browns, right? Against the Commanders. I mean, this line has moved 2.5 points up to the key number of 3, even at 3.5 at a lot of books last night. Look, the Commanders' offense has been awesome, but they haven't played very many good defenses either, and they're going to get a much bigger test in the Browns team that just blew a game against the Raiders. On the flip side, the Commanders' defense still shown a lot of cracks, so that's one that certainly jumped out to me right from the start. I think you have to look at the Panthers as well, fading the Bears off their first win, second win in Caleb Williams' career. The Rams team, that was a great spot for the Bears to get them. Now I think they're in a little bit more trouble versus a Panthers team that can stop the air, and I'm not sure that Bears run game is totally fixed yet. And then the last one for me, the Jets against the Vikings in London. Jets, just an inexplicable result versus the Broncos, but that Vikings defense that loves to blitz and play lots of zone behind it should be a field day for Aaron Rodgers there.
Yeah, we get a London game next week, 9:30 a.m. Eastern time, and a good one between the Jets and the Vikings. Henry, you bring up that Browns-Commanders game. I'm with you. I love the Browns this upcoming week. So we don't like Washington this week. Long term, though, I mean, you look at this NFC East market. I think it's really fascinating. Last week, Washington was 7-1. Now they're all the way down to plus 260 at BetMGM. You still got the Eagles at plus 105 and Dallas there at plus 240. We know the Giants aren't winning this division. It's pretty much going to come down to these three teams. You think there's a case maybe that Washington could actually win this division?
I do think there's a case from the offensive side of the football. I mean, I almost made this case in the offseason. It's funny. I actually, full transparency, bet the Eagles to win this division in the offseason. But I wrote about how the Washington team was the one team that scared me because of the offense. Jaden Daniels, for me, was the most NFL-ready quarterback out of the bunch. But his injury concerns are what concerned me then and still concerns me now with this offense. So I certainly think they're live. The defense is still an issue. That part certainly they have not solved. The offense right now has just been so good that it hasn't mattered. I think there's definitely some injury risk with Daniels down the line, but you just look at their competition, right? The Cowboys have not impressed me at all, especially the more data points we get, right? Like that Browns team that they beat in week one doesn't look all that good right now. The Eagles, more data points we get there, they don't look all that great, and they're really banged up on the offensive side of the football right now. Yeah. So definitely live for the Commanders. I'm not running to the window to bet it just because I still do favor the Eagles if they can get their team back in order. But, man, it's, a very surprising result, even for me being high on them coming into the season.
So we both love the NFL board. I kind of like a lot of bets in college football as well, Henry. Was there anything that stood out to you looking ahead to week six in college football?
There are a few obvious spot plays, I think. Number one, you got to look at Iowa, I think, against Ohio State. Ohio State, 20.5-point favorites there. Iowa's defense, still, an elite unit, and Ohio State has a huge game in 2 weeks with Oregon coming up on deck. They're not going to want to show a lot in that situation. I think another in that conference, UCLA. Yes, this is a Big Ten game. UCLA getting 28 points versus Penn State. Penn State coming off a huge ranked win versus Illinois. Now has to, cover 4 touchdowns in a game with a super low total. That's another spot I just had to look at. And then a third one, Vandy plus the 24. I mean, Alabama, is there ever a better time to fade Alabama than right now? The market could not be higher on them coming into this game. Yes, do I expect Vandy to win this game? Of course not, but they are a very slow, run-heavy team that I think should be able to at least get that clock running and potentially keep this, just within 3 scores against Alabama in a huge letdown spot there as well.
Absolutely love it. Great stuff as always from Henry Ettinger. Give him a follow on X at @hedging_Henry on TikTok and Instagram as well. Kind enough to join us, give us some great insight on Monday Night Football and upcoming NFL Week 5 and College Football Week 6. Henry, always great having you on. Good luck to you tonight. We'll talk again soon.
All righty. Thanks, BJ.
Yep, you got it. All right, guys, let's keep it rolling now as we break down these two Monday Night Football games for tonight. We will start with the Titans and the Dolphins in Miami. Dolphins favored by 2.5. The total is 37. Miami on the money line, minus 140. The Titans are plus 120. Honestly, kind of like Tennessee, plus the 2.5 in this game. Maybe wait, and by kickoff, you get a 3. I don't think we will, though. I don't think this thing goes up to 3. If it does, though, certainly like the Titans at that price. Still would take them at the 2.5. Will Levis obviously has struggled this season. Tennessee very easily could be 2-1 this season. They should have won that game against the Bears. They could have won that game against the Jets. Whereas Miami really should be 0-3. This season. They should have lost to the Jags week one and then uncompetitive in week two against the Bills and then last week against the Seahawks. And now they're starting Tyler Huntley, who's only been there for a couple weeks for the Dolphins. I think the Titans plus 2.5 would be the play for tonight. Some props that I would look at in tonight's game. Tyler Huntley, who I was just talking about, anytime touchdown for him tonight, plus 325. I think would be a good look. When the Dolphins do get in the red zone, I think his ability to run, obviously a mobile quarterback, plus 325, I think that's a good price. How do odds makers really know how to price Tyler Huntley in a game like this, right? And getting plus 325, I think is a good look. So I would look at Tyler Huntley anytime touchdown. Probably my favorite prop on the board tonight in either game is going to be Tyreek Hill over a half a rushing yard at plus 185. I honestly can't believe we're getting this price at plus 185. All we need is one rushing yard out of Tyreek Hill. Now, he's only had one rush the entire season. It came in week two against the Bills for 12 yards. But if you're Mike McDaniel tonight, right, and you got a new quarterback starting for you in Tyler Huntley, he's only been there a couple weeks, but you have all these great weapons in A-Chain and Waddle and Tyreek Hill, and he's obviously a great offensive mind, and he's going to find ways to get his elite skill position players the football. Wouldn't you run Tyreek Hill, right? Wouldn't you kind of do a little bit of what San Francisco does with Deebo Samuel, what we saw Dallas do a little bit with CeeDee Lamb on Thursday night? Tyreek Hill might be the best receiver in the league. He's certainly the fastest. You got to find a way to get that guy the ball as much as you can. So only one rushing yard for Tyreek Hill tonight, and it's plus 185. I think that's a really, really good price. So I like Tyreek Hill over a half a rushing yard. Also, we got the Seahawks and the Lions tonight. Lions are 4-point favorites. The total is 47. Detroit minus 210. Seattle plus 175 tonight. I would look at the Seahawks at +4. You look at their coach, Mike McDonald, and he is obviously a great defensive head coach. Last year when the Ravens went up against the Detroit Lions, they absolutely dominated them, and McDonald had an awesome game plan against Detroit. Jared Goff has also not been good to start this season. He's got 5 touchdowns and 6 interceptions on the year. I think everybody just assumes that because Detroit won and covered last week against Arizona, that they're going to start to hit their stride here a little bit. I still have major concerns because of the way that Goff's played. They didn't score a point last week in the second half against Arizona, and we all just saw what Washington did to Arizona yesterday. So Detroit's offense has kind of been stuck in the mud the first 3 weeks. Now you're going up against one of the best defenses in the NFL. For my money, the best defensive mind in the NFL, and he has an extra day to prepare for you. Love Seattle tonight, +4 against the Lions. I'd look at a DK Metcalf anytime touchdown at plus 155, as Henry just mentioned. I would look at Seattle receivers tonight in the prop market. JSN's a good look. I think DK is a good look as well. I like his price to find the end zone at plus 155. Jared Goff, who I was just talking about, has struggled so far this season. Now, the Lions are 2-1 this year, and in both of their wins, last week against Arizona and in week one against the Rams, Goff only threw the ball 23 times and 28 times. His passing attempts number tonight is at 33.5. I would take the under on the pass attempts. In their only loss this season to Tampa Bay, 55 pass attempts for Jared Goff. So I would go under pass attempts there. I'd also look over rushing yards for Jared Goff as well. 5 or more rushing yards for Goff in each of his first 3 weeks. With how great Seattle defense is, how good they mix up coverages, I think we get a scramble out of Goff tonight. Maybe we get a QB sneak, and that'll take us over the half rushing yard. So, like a couple of rushing yard props tonight, certainly the Tyreek Hill one, Jared Goff one as well. All right, let's keep it moving. But first, a word from our friends at BetMGM. And we've all had our first touchdown bet vultured or called back before. With BetMGM's Pro Football Second Chance, we're giving you a second chance on first TD bets of the season. You can place any first touchdown score wager, and if your player doesn't score first but scores second, you get your entire stake back in cash. No opt-in required. We hit Ja'Marr Chase last Monday night at plus 700. Maybe look at a guy like Devon Achane tonight to score the first touchdown for Miami. How does it work? You place a pregame straight first touchdown score bet in any NFL game. If your player scores the first touchdown in the game, you win your wager as normal. If your player scores the second touchdown in the game, you get your stake back in cash. Only straight bets apply to second chance. Any wager using a bonus bet, bonus or other reward token is available for you to use at BetMGM. So let's keep it moving now as we look at some games that I would bet right now in the NFL and in college football. The Arizona Cardinals, +7.5 against the San Francisco 49ers. I really like the Cardinals in this spot on Sunday, you guys. Last 2 weeks, they have dropped home games against the Detroit Lions and then yesterday against Washington. They have not been good. Kyler Murray, in his career, 10-16 against the spread as a favorite, but he's 26-15-2 as an underdog. We want to bet on Kyler Murray when he's a dog. Kyler Murray's not a guy you want to bet on as a favorite, but you want to bet him as an underdog. And he's normally had some pretty good success against San Francisco throughout his career. Arizona, for whatever reason, is just a better team on the road than they are at home. We all know how great big underdogs have been in the NFL so far this season. This is a divisional matchup. These teams know each other well. San Francisco's coming off a nice win against New England. They're starting to get a little bit healthy. I think a lot of people are buying back into the Niners. I think this is a nice spot for the Cardinals. You're getting a great number with them at that 7.5. I like Arizona plus the points. I also like the Bills in a pick'em against the Texans next Sunday as well. This line opened up after the Bills lost to the Ravens by 25. The Texans were a small favorite, and then overnight, the Bills swung back to being the favorite. A lot of us thought that Buffalo might have been the best team in football through the first 3 weeks, but then they go into Baltimore and they lose to the Ravens, and the Ravens do that to a lot of good teams. They humiliate a lot of good teams in the regular season. I just think you have to take that game for what it was. You got to throw it out. Even though Houston is 3-1 this season, they have not looked very impressive. They're finding ways to win games, which you got to give them credit for, but this is by far the best team that they have played all season. They played the Colts in week one. They played Jacksonville yesterday. They played the Bears. They played the Vikings. I know the Vikings have been awesome so far this season. I think Buffalo's better. Josh Allen, the Bills are coming off a bad performance. I'll take the Bills in a pick'em. The Cleveland Browns, who we were just talking about Henry. You got to take the Browns this week, +3 against Washington. The look-ahead line for this game was Browns -1. Now it is Commanders -3. Washington is one of those teams, especially right now, that you want to back as an underdog, right? You want to back them when they have no expectations, when they're playing as a dog. But is this team ready to be a favorite yet? Jaden Daniels has now had 2 back-to-back incredible performances, and now the league is starting to take notice, and the odds are starting to reflect. At some shops, Jaden Daniels was 130-1 to win MVP. Now he's 60-1. Washington was +700 to win the NFC East. Now they're +260. The markets are starting to react. The spread in this week's game is starting to reflect that as well. And just look at this game from a viewing standpoint. You got Washington, who's one of the most fun teams in the NFL right now, with a quarterback that's very easy to root for in Jaden Daniels, going up against the Browns and Deshaun Watson, right? Who possibly would want to bet the Browns in this kind of game? The Browns have looked terrible the first 4 weeks of the season. Washington has looked awesome, especially the last 2 weeks. A lot of people are going to like Washington. There's just too much value here not to take Cleveland. I like the Browns +3. Then in college football, 3 bets that I absolutely love at the current number. Give me Pitt -3 against UNC on Saturday. We saw this with Baylor against BYU on Saturday. We all remember the Hail Mary that Colorado had against Baylor at the end of that game. That was just a dream crusher for Baylor, right? Then they go back home. They face the ranked BYU team, and right off the bat, they go down 21-0. They weren't ready to play in that game. North Carolina, 2 weeks ago, gave up 70 points to James Madison. They were embarrassed in that game. You turn around next week, you're on the road against undefeated and ranked Duke, right? Your arch rival on the road. North Carolina was up 20-0 in that game. Duke scores 21 unanswered and beat them 21-20. I don't know how UNC gets up off the floor. It feels like Mack Brown, his days are numbered there at North Carolina. I think this team's going to be falling apart. Pitt's coming off a bye. They're playing well in the ACC. I'll take Pitt -3. Also, give me Northwestern +14 against Indiana. I have been waiting and waiting to fade this Indiana team, and now is finally the week to do it because they're ranked. They're number 23 in the country. They're undefeated, and they're going on the road to play Northwestern, and they're laying 2 touchdowns, and these are the kind of games where Northwestern just finds a way to muck it up, keep it ugly. They might even pull off the upset in this game. We talk about identity all the time in football, right? Like, what's a team's identity? Northwestern knows exactly what they are. The games that they have played in this season, the final scores have been 13-6, 26-20 in double overtime, 31-7, and 24-5. Northwestern knows exactly what they are. They're like the Pittsburgh Steelers of college football. They'll sometimes have a game that's maybe a little bit high scoring, but mostly all the games will be under 30 combined points. I think it's going to be a low scoring on the game. I like Northwestern. And then how can you not take Vanderbilt +24 against Alabama? You guys aren't going to like it. It's not going to be any fun. Alabama and Georgia just play one of the great college football games any of us have maybe seen ever, certainly in the last 5 to 10 years. How is Bama not going to have a letdown after that game? Now they have to go on the road and play a Vanderbilt team that's been very pesky this season. They opened up the year as 2-touchdown underdogs to Virginia Tech, won that game outright. A couple weeks ago, they were 3-touchdown dogs to Missouri, and they lost that game by 3. They should have won it. And now they get Bama. Kellen DeBoer, too, last season, when Washington had their biggest win of the season against Oregon, the following week, they played Arizona State as 4-touchdown favorites, and they won that game 15-7. If Nick Saban was still the coach at Alabama, I'd probably hesitate on this because part of Saban's greatness was he always had his team ready, and you wouldn't be as worried about a letdown spot. Even though I think Kellen DeBoer is a top 3 coach in college football, I think Bama's going to have a letdown on Saturday. There's just no way you can't take Vandy in this game, especially getting them at 24.5, so I'll take Vandy. Plus the points, expecting a Bama letdown on Saturday. Continuing to talk college football here on Send It In, looking at my top 10 teams in the country. We will start with Alabama, who is now number 1 in the AP poll, and they are my best team. That game against Georgia, yes, they could have lost it at the end, but I don't think that score and Georgia's comeback was really indicative of how close that game was. You have to keep in mind that Georgia was 7-for-7 on fourth down in the second half. If that game was like a 7-point game, 10-point game in the third quarter, Georgia doesn't go for all those fourth downs. They're punting the ball away, and Bama's kind of playing their normal game. But because they went up 28-0, and it was just kind of a shock to the system for everybody, Georgia came back, and then obviously could have won that game until Bama pulled it back at the end. Bama's really good, way better than I thought they would be, and they are the best team right now in college football. Ohio State comes in at number 2. Both Bama and Ohio State are +375 to win the national championship. A lot of that has to do with Bama's schedule is tougher, even though Ohio State does have road games coming up at Oregon and at Penn State. Buckeyes are loaded, and I'm excited to see them against Oregon in a couple of weeks. Texas is the number 3 team in college football for me. I think a lot of people like Texas more than I do. They hold that Michigan win in higher regard than I do. For me, when you're playing against a team that's as one-dimensional as Michigan is, I can't really get a grasp on how good of a team you are. So I think Texas is talented. I think they're good. I'm just not taking as much stock into that Michigan win as a lot of people are. Tennessee is going to be my number 4 team. Tennessee has been very impressive this season. Their defensive line is incredible. Their offensive line is really, really good. But kind of like with Texas, I want to see Tennessee play a team with a quarterback that can throw the ball. NC State and Oklahoma was no threat to beat them in the passing game. Tennessee's very good. They're national championship good, but I want to see them against some better competition. I'll put Georgia at number 5. Oregon will be at number 6. Ever since the Ducks had some close calls in the first couple weeks, they've started to look like Oregon a little bit. Again, we'll get to see them against Ohio State in 2 weeks. Miami survived on Friday night against Virginia Tech. Cam Ward still in the Heisman mix. Questionable call there at the end of that Virginia Tech game, but nonetheless, the Canes win it. They're still undefeated. I will put them at number 7. Penn State defense, very good offensively. Disappointed with them against Illinois. They also got a field goal kicker problem. Their kicker's like 3-for-8, 3-for-9 this season, so that could cost them in a close game. But Penn State's number 8. Ole Miss, even though they lost to Kentucky, still an extremely talented team. Very good defensive line. Playmakers all over the field. Look, Kentucky played Georgia tough, and then they beat Ole Miss, so maybe Kentucky is just pretty good. I'll put Ole Miss at number 9, and then Clemson I will put at number 10. Ever since getting beat down by Georgia, all Clemson has done is just blown everybody out on their schedule. They're averaging like 50 points a game, so I'll put Clemson as my number 10 team in the country. Bama, Ohio State, Texas, 1-2-3, Tennessee, Georgia, Oregon, 4-5-6, Miami, Penn State, Ole Miss, Clemson coming in at 7-8-9. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Kate Constable joining us here on a Monday. And Kate, what are the 5-star plays that BetQL has for us today?
Hey, PJ. Yeah, we got to go to the weekend for 5-star plays. College football, Boise State minus 26.5 against Utah State is a 5-star play. Utah State is just 1-3 against the spread this year and has just been destroyed by teams. They just lost 45-29 to Utah State. And Boise State has Ashton Gentry. Ooh, if I could say that. Ashton Gentry, who is Heisman odds right now, like 4th or 5th shortest Heisman odds. He's been absolutely unbelievable, just running all over teams. So the model is backing Boise State to get it done on the spread.
All right, very good. Kate, what about yourself for tonight? We got 2 Monday night football games. We got playoff baseball tomorrow, WNBA playoffs. What's your favorite bet?
Yeah, I like Devon Achane to go over 24.5 receiving yards tonight. As the Dolphins running back, I like him more so in a pass-catching role out of the backfield. Tennessee's been great at stopping the run, but in terms of slowing down running backs as pass catchers, not so much. They've given up the 9th most receiving yards to running backs and 3 receiving touchdowns to those backs, and Tennessee just gave up 35 yards on 2 receptions to Packers running back Emmanuel Wilson, 75 combined receiving yards to Jets backs Breece Hall and Braylon Allen, and Achane's gone over this mark in all 3 games this season. So I like that. I also like the under tonight in Lions and Seahawks. Lions, last time they faced a Mike McDonald defense, which was last year when he was with the Ravens, that final score, 38-6 in favor of Baltimore. So going up against Mike McDonald's defense, the Lions have had some struggles. Now, Geno Smith isn't, you know, the same caliber quarterback as Lamar Jackson, so I don't anticipate the Seahawks offense having as much success as the Ravens did last year, so that number is not going to be quite as high. The Lions offense also struggled in the red zone this year, and Detroit is 3-0 to the under. Monday Night Football unders are also 25-14-1 against the spread, or to the under rather, since 2022. So I'm going to ride with the under tonight in Seahawks and Lions.
Yeah, I like it. Very good. The under did hit in the Ravens game last night, Kate, so hopefully it can hit again tonight in Seahawks and Lions. Looking ahead to week 5 in the NFL, there are a lot of bets that jump out to me. Anything that catches your eyes, you start to handicap ahead towards week 5.
Yeah, 49ers and Cardinals. I heard you talk about liking the Cardinals to cover. I like the under in that game. It's 50.5. It's pretty high. I know the over just hit in the Cardinals-Commanders game yesterday, but this San Francisco defense is going to be significantly better than the Commanders defense. So I think we're in for a little bit lower scoring game than 50.5. That's one of the biggest totals we've seen on the board this entire NFL season. So I'm going to back the under 50.5 in this one. I think that might move down just a little bit before kickoff.
All right, very good. Kate, great stuff as always. Appreciate you joining us. Good luck tonight, and we'll catch up again later on in the week.
Sounds good. Thanks, PJ.
You got it. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, time to wrap the show here. PJ's plays on Send It In. Let's get a quick update on this Mets and Braves score right here that we got in Atlanta as my laptop is loading. We got no score right now between Atlanta and New York. Braves minus 145 on the money line. The Mets are plus 115, total of 6.5. Now, you can bet Francisco Lindor live to get a hit today. You can bet him to get a hit in game 2. But this guy's been the dude for New York in the second half of the season. He's been their catalyst. He is the reason that they are in this spot. So if I had to pick a guy today for either Atlanta or New York to get a base hit, it would be Francisco Lindor. He's my pick today in going streaking. Prop lock is going to be Tyreek Hill over a half a rushing yard at plus 185. I love this prop so much tonight. I think this price is wild that we're getting plus 185 for Tyreek Hill to just get his one rushing yard tonight. Tyler Huntley has been in Miami's system for 2 weeks. Mike McDaniel has all these elite weapons on offense with Hill and Waddle and A-Chain. Find ways to get these guys the ball. There's no way that we're not getting a jet sweep tonight, some kind of reverse something to Tyreek Hill. So I will take Tyreek Hill over a half a rushing yard. Maybe they even line him up in the backfield or something like that. We saw the Cowboys do it with CeeDee Lamb. Obviously, we see the Niners use Deebo Samuel like that all the time. I'll go over a half a rushing yard for Tyreek Hill at plus 185. My dog of the day is going to be the Seahawks at +4 against the Lions. Kate was just talking about it. Mike McDonald last year when he went up against the Lions absolutely owned them. Jared Goff's been really shaky to start this season. He's got more interceptions than touchdowns so far. Plus, you're giving Mike McDonald and that defense an extra day to prep. Yesterday, I think Minnesota opened up a lot of eyes. A bunch of us probably weren't sold on Minnesota yet until we saw what they did to Green Bay. I have a feeling Seattle's going to kind of be the same way tonight when we watch them against Detroit. I'll take the Seahawks +4. And then finally, my best bet, Jared Goff under 33.5 pass attempts. Because Goff's struggling, the Lions have that great offensive line. Run the rock. Feed Montgomery. Feed Jahmyr Gibbs. Don't make Jared Goff play hero. He's had 23 and 28 pass attempts in two games this year. We'll go under 33.5 pass attempts. Once again, Francisco Lindor, our pick and going streaking. Tyreek Hill over a half a rushing yard, plus 185. Seahawks +4, our dog of the day. Jared Goff under 33.5 pass attempts is our best bet. Thanks to Henry Ettinger and Kate Constable. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy the games. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.